Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to forgotten people. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Deuteronomy 24, Psalm 114 and 115, Isaiah 51, and Revelation 21. And as I record this episode, it is the first official federal celebration of Juneteenth. It's a celebration of the day when, in reality, all Americans were finally free. While the nation had its independence in July 1776, Americans of African descent didn't all experience theirs until June 19, 1865. Yes, I said 1865 and not 1863. While in January of 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by Abe Lincoln, the news/enforcement of that declaration didn't reach all enslaved people until 2.5 years later, which became known as Juneteenth. So why am I bringing that up today? What does that have to do with our biblical journey? Well, not only is America celebrating today this important day in our shared history, but in God's word, we see echoes of freedom, the true freedom that Christ brings to his people. In Isaiah and Revelation, the news of coming freedom goes forth louder than any emancipation proclamation. The prophet in Isaiah declares God's salvation for his people, the redeemed of the Lord. In Isaiah 51 verse 11, it says this, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Everlasting life, freedom with God, joy belongs to God's people. Those that are suffering and broken down and in the chains of pain and sadness, he says this to them in verse 21 through 22. "Therefore, hear this, you who are afflicted, who are drunk, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, the Lord your God, who pleads the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken from your hand the cup of staggering, the bowl of my wrath. You shall drink no more." The bowls of God's wrath that were his judgment poured out on the land in Revelation that we discussed a few episodes ago are no longer the destiny of those ransomed by the Lord. Freedom from the wrath is on the way. In Jesus, the wrath bypasses them like Passover as Jesus takes it upon himself. In Revelation today, we see this liberation and joy further proclaimed once again. Let me read verses 3 through 5 of Revelation 21. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." You guys, as a new heaven and a new earth are brought to life here in Revelation, Jesus proclaims not just those are new, but all things. He is declaring that he that was there at the initiation of life, the Alpha and the Omega, is now giving new life to all things. Pain, gone. Sorrow, gone. Tears, gone. Gone. Mourning gone because death is gone. This is what real freedom lived out looks like. Freedom is when you can't lose. Knowing this is your inheritance, this is your future, this is the ultimate understanding of freedom. No matter what, in Christ, you are new. And a day will come when he puts behind us all the entirety of broken history and makes the earth entire new. That is the day of real freedom that Jesus proclaimed in today's reading on this Juneteenth. Let the sounds of broken chains reverberate as we celebrate American echoes of Christ's Emancipation Proclamation. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you that you are in the freedom business, that you from creation gave us free will, and while we were chained to our sin and the pains of our past, Lord God, that you came and proclaimed freedom in Jesus, Lord God. So let us continue to lean into him, trusting in him for salvation, recognizing that all things will be made new in him, and that we too are made new. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is an amazing day of celebration we have today in this Juneteenth. Another episode of Fried by the Fire. Hit me up, friedbythefire.org, armandandunshackled.network.org if you need prayer. Subscribe, rate, and share. And have a blessed day today. Celebrate freedom. Be blessed and be a blessing.